Hello and welcome. If you are expecting to hear a tale of righteousness, magic, and wonderment, or of happy endings, well, my friends, you are in the wrong fucking place and I ask you to kindly piss off. Now, if you have decided to stick around, then I humbly invite you to voyage on a journey not for the faint of heart. An odyssey so dark and surly that it is guaranteed to keep your mind racing for many a sleepless night. This is a tale unlike any other ever spun before. I welcome you to the dastardly dangerous adventures of Darby's the Cat.
Sails the seas as he pleases, in search of the horse, drugs, and cheeses. A pirate is his expertise is. He's infamous for all the right reasons. It's the dastardly dangerous adventures of Darby's the Cat. Darby's the Cat. Darby's the Cat. Darby's the Cat!
And his best mate, Little Gary!
Chapter 1. You've got to be kidding me. We begin our story along the icy January waters of the Southern End Ocean, where the infamous pirate ship, the Devious Damsel, sails listlessly throughout the calm waves, sprawled out atop the dry wooden planks of the starboard side is the orange, long-haired, dread pirate, Darby's the Cat. Once a part of the royal cat family that continues to rule over land and sea, Darby's chose to relinquish his title and relapse into a life of vagabondage, varied by the often pursuit of improbable adventures, drugs, and loose women. However, as it stands, he now aches with boredom from months at sea with no such action. Approaching from port side is Darby's lifelong companion and first mate, Little Gary, a small, boss-eyed white mouse that he saved during a catfight many, many years ago, which resulted in Darby's right eye being clawed out.
Darby's! Darby's, you fat, lazy cinnamon roll! Wake up!
I am awake, you twit! I'm just aching with boredom from months at sea with no such action.
Well, who's steering the ship?
The wind, or crewman Bikini, either or.
You careless son of a prostitute. Kitty is a gimp-faced ratbag that can't be trusted with holding his own dick. Now quit whiffle-waffling and get that fat, furry ass up there and guard your ship before we crash into some damn rocks.
All right, calm your teats, mate. I'm going. There, happy now?
No, never.
Well, navigator, which way are we heading?
Well, let's see here. I think we're either going southwest or southeast.
Just let me see the damn compass. Oh, what the fuck? You were way off, mate. We're going south. Just south.
Oh, so fucking sorry, Your Grace. You know, between us, we have perfect sight.
Hardly, you corny-faced shite. I'm honestly surprised you've made it so far in life without falling the fuck overboard or being eaten.
Hey now, mister. You're way out of line. You know me parents were eaten alive. I demand an apology.
There's your damn stinky apology, mate.
Ugh. If I could beat your ass, I would.
Well, here, fight that.
I hate it when you get this way, Darby's. Why don't we sail to port and restock our supplies and slip between some thighs, eh? How's that sound? Want to consort with some prostitutes? I know the rest of the crew would thoroughly enjoy a good break from sea.
Yeah, That sounds mighty fine, it does. Been a while since I've drenched me sorrows in catnip milk and snatch, you old beard spitter. What a wonderful idea.
Right? I'm gonna drown myself in cocaine and cheeses. Well, come on then. Let's get ourselves cleaned up a bit. Get me looking like a couple of shabaroons.
Right you are, mate. Right you are.
At that moment, a Swedish post fish flops upon the deck carrying a rolled paper scroll between its teeth.
Yo, you got a message, motherfucker.
Holy shit! That scared a tiny turd out of me. Look, there it is.
A Swedish post fish, eh?
Darby sternly walks over to the fish, and without hesitance or withdrawing the message, he gobbles up the poor little fella within seconds.
Oh, damn, man! Motherfucker's eating me!
Oh, what the shit, Darby's? Why would you eat a Swedish post fish? They're already working for worms as it is. And you didn't even read the message. What if it was important?
Don't be so spoony, mate. Probably just some horse shite anyway. All right, boys, scrub up and set sail. We're heading to port.
Yeah!
A small, tired crowd of shipmates cheer and rejoice for much-needed reprieve as sails are quickly drawn and set for the port of Nine Tails. As the crew members disembark to the port of Nine Tails, where all your fancies can be found, Darby's pays each of them a reasonable wage of 3 doubloons, one for a bed to rest, the second for enough grog to get drunk, and the third for the love of a cheap prostitute.
All right, me hearties. That's the lot of you. Be safe out there and try not to kill any whores. Yeah, any of the good ones, at least. I'm looking at you, Kinney. Savvy?
I'll try not to, Captain.
Good. Now, scram! We meet back here same time tomorrow.
What say you, Darby's?
I'll catch up with you later. I've still got my sea legs on. Gonna go for a wee stroll about the town first.
Let's do that, then. Can't be expecting any good hooker to want a bed of wobbly-legged gimp. Whip! Off I fuck, then.
Darby's watches little Gary scurry off, grabbing the ass cheeks of every woman along the way until he's nearly out of sight.
Oh, you loved it. Aha! Don't pretend you didn't, you old pancake bottom. Ha-ha! Damn it! I'm so ready to get fucked up! Woohoo!
A wave of sullenness overcomes Darby's once eager constitution. There's something in the air that seems to fill him with worry and dread, as if something awful is about to happen.
Oh, shite. That Swedish post fish is coming back to haunt me.
Or it was just that. As quickly as the vomit hit the worn floorboards of the dock, a swarm of hungry street dogs came stampeding over and began devouring the excrement.
You nasty, fleering scoundrel. Stop that. Get away from that. Have some dignity, eh?
Oi, why don't you fuck off with your judgments and prejudices, eh? What bother is it of yours if we eat your bath? We're hungry, mate. And if you don't be careful, we'll be eating you next.
All right, mate. Get off your soapbox and calm them titties down.
Soapbox? Oh, no. Will we get in the bath?
No, no. That's not what's happening here, mates.
Oi, Pussball, is this letter yours?
Nope.
Are you sure, mate? It says addressed to Darby's the cat.
Sorry, not me.
Leave him be, mate. If he don't want the letter, then fuck him. We ain't in the business of delivering mail.
All right. It's got a royal wax seal on it.
What are you, me fucking lawyer, or a filthy, shite-eating dog?
You're extremely rude, do you know that?
Ah, go fuck back off to your bitch of a mother.
What did you say about me, Mom?
Leave him be, I said. He ain't worth it, mate. Now come on, what do we say when our anger gets the best of us?
Who's a good boy?
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
Fucking mental, the lot of you.
Oof! Oof! Would you kindly fuck off?
Dumbass dogs, you ain't gonna do shite.
That's it, boys. Time to make the pus ball pay. Get him!
Come on then, you fat fox! Come and get me!
Darby's scurries around the docks, dodging the crazed street dogs at every turn. He leads them up a wooden ramp onto the deck of his ship, when he suddenly leaps into the air, grabbing a hold of the railing's edge. He spins round as the street dogs clumsily jump overboard into the icy ocean waters below. They break through and begin dog paddling back to shore.
You bastard cat! This isn't over!
Huzzah! Perhaps next time you'll know better than to ever challenge the great Dread Pirate Derbies. Dumb sons of bitches. Now that I've got the blood flowing in all the right places, time to get foobarred. Fucked up beyond all recognition.
Before Derbies can begin to make his way into town, the Pelican Dockmaster calls out for his attention.
Oi, you! Cat!
You're talking to me, mate.
You see any of the pussy round here causing a ruckus on me, Doc?
None as handsome as I, surely.
Quit tugging on me, Dick, and just sign the registry, aye?
No problem. Here we are. All the T's dotted and the I's crossed.
You some sort of wisenheimer.
Oh, nothing gets past you. Tell me, know any good jokes about pelicans?
Not really, no.
Ooh, all right. Well, I'm heading over to the cat house. You know, I tell you, each time I'm in there, I feel just like a pelican. You know why that is, mate?
Why?
'Cause everywhere I turn, there's a huge bill.
Yeah, them prostitutes can run up a hefty fine.
I guess you didn't get that one.
Get what one?
The joke.
What joke?
Never mind. One more try for you, mate. What have an ostrich, a pelican, and the tax man got in common? They can all stick their bills up their arse!
Hey! You fucking racist! Get out of here! Oi, go on!
I'm going. Keep your panties on. Oi, mate!
What, dammit?
What do you call a dead pelican? A pelicant!
What? Racist!
Derbies swings open the doors of the cat house, a locally owned prostitute establishment filled wall to wall with the jovial and perverse inclinations from all walks of life, lewdly grabbing, biting, and fornicating every which way but loose. Derbies grins as he takes a long, deep breath of the salty environment he has missed so much.
Ah, now there's this sweet, salty stench I've missed so much. Oi! Whose post do I gotta scratch to get some damn service round here?
Hi, Derbies!
Approaching confidently, yet cautiously from behind the bar, is Madame Lorraine. The old calico madame that once was a homeless whore herself now wards all the young prostitutes in the pot under her roof.
Meow. Look at what the cat dragged in. Been a long while since we've had you grace the cat house doors. How have you been, Derbies?
It's all right, love. Bit itchy, but nothing to be alarmed about.
Well, perhaps we could get an itch scratched for you, hey?
I don't know if it's such a good idea. It tends to bleed if scratched too hard, if you catch my drift.
Anyways, let's get you set up. What's your fancy tonight?
I don't know, tired of a bit of the old same old, eh? What you got on special?
Ladies!
Madame Lorraine claps her paws three times, and a bevy of young, vivacious prostitutes come scuttling out to line up in a row for choosing.
So, which shall you choose, Derbies? Only the finest for you.
Such a hard decision for one to make, eh?
Quite. Allow us to regale you with a jaunty tune to help make your hard choice easier. Oh, when your ship comes to dock, it's time to stuff all your cock into something.
Oh, someone!
Just remember this tune and forget all your gloom.
'Cause now you're here!
We've got HJs and BJs and even a frog.
Ribbit!
If that's what you're into. We've got everything under the sun. Just put job at the end of whatever you want.
And we'll make it happen.
For an extra doubloon, you can have sex with a baboon. If that's what you're into. There's no fetish too wrong. That's why we're singing this song. So do what you like if it's what you're into.
I am a fish who, if you wish, you can give me a kiss. It's fairly affordable. Well, aren't I adorable?
If that's what you're into.
Pulls will stare blankly at the walls whilst you empty your balls.
If that's what you're into.
If that's what you're into.
If that's what you're into.
Hot damn! These whores are great singers, eh?
For fuck's sake, little Gary! Where the hell did you come from?
What? But I said hi when you came in.
It seems your little mate is enjoying himself.
Oh, yeah. I'm rolling hard as fuck on me happy dust.
What? Oh, Gary, I've done stuffing me ass through with cheeses.
Whip, if you will kindly excuse me, I've got to go eat my way out of that pig's asshole. And you know why?
Because you're a sick, deranged individual.
Yes, but also because that's what I'm into! Here I go! Here I come, fat bottom girl! I'm gonna eat you raw!
Oh, Gary!
That boy has got some serious issues.
So, Dread Pirate Darbies, what be your fancy?
Give me the fish and the frog and let's call it a day.
Very good.
Hello, ladies. Can you guess which one of you I'm gonna eat? I'm only fucking with you. Or am I?
Don't worry, you two. From the word that spreads around here faster than a venereal disease, Darby's is quite the generous lover. I should know. Perhaps I may join you later, once the crowd dies down.
You dirty girl, be sure you do.
After many long hours of tumultuous ravaging and substance abuse, the fish and frog prostitutes are long gone, yet Madame Lorraine lies asleep upon a dirty, misused mattress, the only piece of furniture in an otherwise empty room. At the foot, sitting upright in the dark, is Darby's, whom has just uncorked his fifth bottle of catnip bourbon. As he takes on heavy gulps in an attempt to drown his sorrows that only continue to grow, Darby's moves his drunk and disoriented eyes round the room and studies his sad existence. He sighs and says softly to himself,
"What am I doing here? I mean, not in the sense of why am I here. I knows why I'm here, because I be a pirate, and a damn good one, in fact. But why am I here when I feel like I should be, yeah, somewhere else? Yeah, fuck this. I'm going out for a stroll."
In that moment, Darby's corks the bottle and grabs his coat as he leaves the room, with Lorraine left undisturbed. Down the nearly empty, narrow streets of the Port of Nine Tails walks our morose pirate explorer. He strolls at a snail's pace to better contemplate the anguish hiding deep within him.
Why am I feeling so low? I look around at the filth that surrounds, and it brings me such profound joy. So why then do I feel like a shoe with no heel, like a turd left out in the sun? Perhaps I should just run. I'll never know just how the wind blows, or how the night turns back to day. Oh, why do I feel so low? I've had high-flying adventures none the likes any would know. I've had drunken excursions with loose women and bro. Oh, so wide and I feel like I'm locked in the Bastille. To be normal and catered is just not ideal. I just don't see the appeal. So then why do I feel so low? Is there really something wrong with how my life has come along? Of my vast fortunes all on my own. Yet alas, here I am, once again all alone, with no family, no friends, or a place to call home. But I wouldn't trade a single solitary thing for this life that I've spun from a gold nothing. So then why do I feel like something's gone terribly wrong? Oh, why do I feel so low?
Oi, mate.
Yes, little gutter cat.
Shut the fuck up, huh? It's late. I got kids asleeping.
Is that your family there? Oh, they're beautiful, mate. Keep up the good work.
What the fuck? Are you some kind of pedo? Huh? Why don't you piss off and go sing your show tunes elsewhere, mate, huh? Savvy, huh?
Yeah, savvy. Sorry to have bothered you. Night-night.
Night-night? What a fucking weirdo.
Papa?
Oh, that's just a great. Thanks a lot, shithead. Now that I got to deal with this, huh? Damn prick.
Papa?
You get your furry ass back to bed, mister.
What was that man singing, Papa?
Because he's a fucking donut, son. That's why. Now get back to bed.
Ahead in the foggy distance are multiple dark anod ships ominously creeping along the horizon closer toward the harbor. Suddenly, a massive foghorn wails and rings throughout the small seaport like thunder, shaking the once quiet streets like an earthquake.
What the bloody fuck?
Once the blaring foghorn ceases and silence refills the air, Darby's and other roused onlookers stare toward the shoreline in awe of what is to come next. A look of realization snaps into Darby's eyes. A little something all too familiar to this old marauder. He quickly turns round and shouts at the top of his lungs,
"Cannon fire! Everybody run for your lives!"
As soon as the last syllable falls from his mouth, seven simultaneous cannon fires are launched toward the town, and like fire raining down from the heavens, each cannonball lands with a vicious and devastating blow. Darby's falls to the ground from the impacting blasts, and before he can fully stand to his feet, another round of seven cannons fire and plummet down upon the structures, homes, and people that reside therein. The pavement begins to crack and crumble, creating massive pits that plunge deep into the icy ocean waters. Fire and smoke begin consuming everything that surrounds. The cries of the townsfolk screeching out for reprieve dance and swirl round in the air. Darby's musters enough energy to get himself up again. Only for a moment does he stand in awe of this disastrous terror before his horror shatters at the sight of a young gutter kitten stuck in its place of fear, frantically crying out for help.
Where are you?
Oh, fuck! Boy! Kid! Get the hell out of here! Run!
As the flames devour and cover the exit routes, a nearby building is showing signs of caving, and before too long, whole walls begin to topple over. One such wall fragment weakens into a harsh lean toward the young gutter kitten. Darby's, springs into action and charges like lightning towards him, and just before the wall fragment impacts, he crouches over the youngling, forming a barricade as the heart breaks, collapse on top of him. Light and sound begin to dim until all goes black.
He's here! I found him! He's here! Help me get these bricks off him. Darby's? Darby's, can you hear me?
Oh, what the shite happened?
Darby's! Fake fuck, mate! I really thought you was a goner.
Get off me!
Fine, fine. I won't hold it against you.
Don't move too quickly, Darby's. Are you hurt anywhere?
Hurt? No, more hungover than anything.
Take it slow and easy now.
As Darby's rises to his feet with the aid of Madame Lorraine and little Gary, he sees clearly through the morning mist and dust that the port of Nine Tails is now a wasteland of ash and carnage.
Oh, fuck. That's right. I remember now.
Most of all, the establishments have been obliterated, and the numerous ships that were once docked are now laid to rest at the bottom of the ocean.
Twat waffling shit pouch! Where the fuck is my ship?
It was destroyed like all the others. I'm sorry for your loss, Darby's. I know how much the Devious Damsel meant to you.
We really loved that ship.
I knows it, mate. You want a bump of cocaine?
Not right now, little Gary. I need to mourn.
Suit yourself, then. This is how I mourn.
Well, there was a youngling that I tried to save last night. Where is he?
Who? Oh, you mean this little fucker?
Hello. Thank you for saving me life.
Oh, that's cute, eh?
Yeah, don't mention it. What's your name, kid?
Jamie.
Well, young Jamie, were you able to find your parents?
I have some, but they didn't make it out.
Fuck.
Well, I know that Darby's would be more than happy to take you on as one of his crew, wouldn't he?
You've got to be kidding me. Sorry, I misspoke. I mean, kidding me. Regardless, have you lost your damn mind, Lorraine? What the hell am I going to do with a child? I don't even have a ship anymore.
Excuse me. Still getting a bit of the old cocaine trip. Anyways, if I may say so, Darby's, it's not a terrible idea. Most of our crew members are dead.
Shite, really?
Aye. And by most of them, I do mean to say all of them.
Oh, great. And what next?
From round the corner, urgently flopping up to Darby's feet, is another Swedish post fish with yet another old scroll between its teeth.
Oi, mate! You Darby's?
Who's asking?
Well, I fucking suppose I am.
What the fuck do you want?
You putting me on, huh? What do you mean, what the fuck do I want? I'm a Swedish post fish, mate. What the fuck do you think I'm here for? Your laundry? No, I'm here to deliver you a fucking letter. Now, do you want it or not? Because I've got 400 more letters to get delivered today. So either you are Darby's and you take this fucking letter, or you're not, and I just fuck off to the next delivery.
All right, mate, calm your tits. I'll take the letter.
About fucking time. Here.
Thanks.
Blew it out your ass.
What's it say, Darby's?
It's from my sister.
Darcy?
The one and only. Oh? Well, shite. If this letter is true, it appears to be in her handwriting. Beautiful twin sister has been catnapped by that piss-poor excuse of a trust fund twat, Prince Fang. Says they are to be married soon, and that he vows to slay anyone that stands in his way.
Sounds like the setup.
Indeed. So then, the ships that brought hell down upon the port of Nine Tails last night, must have been his doing. That son of a bitch is going to pay for ever crossing my path. This I swear upon.
Well, what the piss are we going to do now?
Sailing into port is a smaller transportation ship belonging to the world's most feared charlatan and the number one drug trafficking gangster that ever existed. The dread pirate Suzu of the Eastern Isle. She throws her dock knot over a post and lets down her ramp to disembark. As she walks round the decimation, her look of shock is indeed validated by the dead bodies scattered about and the still burning piles of what was once the court of Nine Tails.
I think I may have an idea.
Thus concludes Chapter 1. Tune in next time for Chapter 2 of the dastardly, dangerous adventures of Darby's the Cat.
The Dastardly, Dangerous Adventures of Darby's the Cat. Chapter 1, You've Got to Be Kidding Me. Written and produced by Travis Scarborough and Ashley Scarborough. Theme song and original scores by Travis Scarborough. Illustrations by Pira. The players of this adventure are as follows. Heath Allen as Darby's the Cat. Travis Scarborough as Little Gary. Prostitute Pig. Swedish Postfish 1. And Papa Gutter Cat. Samantha Brown as Madame Lorraine. Ashley Scarborough as Young Jamie. Prostitute Mouse, Frog, and Baboon. Prostitute Singers. And Street Dog 2. Ty Anderson as Pelican Dockmaster. And Swedish Postfish 2. Shane Hill as Street Dog 1. Carmina Manley as Prostitute Fish and Prostitute Singers. Raphael Dufremont as Crewmember Kenny. And Michael Song as the narrator. The Dastardly Dangerous Adventures of Darby's the Cat was created by Travis Scarborough and Ashley Scarborough. Copyright 2020 Strange Fantasy Productions. All rights reserved. All characters appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to any persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Hi, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the show. Right, Little Gary?
Well, of course. We wouldn't want them to hate it, now would we?
No, I guess not.
That's right. These people are bread and butter. And the more people that listen...
the more bread and butter we get?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, we just wanted to take a moment to let all you good folks know that if you enjoyed this, then be sure to check out this other show these demented fucks write and produce.
It's called Strange Fantasy Show, and, well, honestly, it's a bit too scary for me.
That's because you're a pussy.
Well, I'm a kitten.
Hush it, tiny twat. Like I was saying, Strange Fantasy Show is a mind-bending, spine-tingling, butt-clenching horror anthology that with each episode promises to keep you wanting more.
What's an anthology?
An anthology is where each episode is unique and different from the last.
Oh, okay. That's neat.
I know. So be sure to keep listening to the Dastardly Dangerous Adventures of Darby's the Cat. And also, be sure to listen and download Strange Fantasy Show, available anywhere you get your podcasts. Savvy?
Savvy! There's also a website you can visit for both shows, strangefantasyshow.com.
Good deal. Now let's get out of here. I got a hot, disgusting date with a pig.
Quack, quack. Oh, Gary! I'm ready!
Yuck.